Monday marks the first anniversary of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, the deadliest in American history. Many Northern Nevadans were there, including Christine Richter and her husband. They were at a concert for her birthday when celebration turned to horror. She talked with KUNR's Holly Hutchings about surviving that night and learning to live in its aftermath. As a warning, this interview does contain graphic content.
Christine, you and your husband were at the Route 91 Harvest Festival concert last year. What was your experience like that night?
The experience was horrific. It was like a war zone, I would say. We were up located near the front of the stage on the right side, closest to the Mandalay Bay. And my husband had actually stepped away to use the restroom when the shooting broke out. We initially thought it was fireworks because we're in Vegas, and we quickly realized as we spun around to look that the man behind us had been shot through the neck and was dead on the ground, essentially, and his wife was screaming, and we knew right then that this was real and this was happening. As soon as there was a break in the shooting, we got up and ran, and then when the shots started again, we hit the ground and stuff, and people were falling on top of us. At one point, I was down on the ground and a man and his wife were on top of my legs and I couldn't move. And I felt like if I couldn't get out, then there was no way I was going to make it out. And so I just was begging them to please get off of me, please, get off my legs so that I could get up and run the next time that the shots stopped. We were actually, my best friend and her husband and I were on the concert grounds for the entire 10 plus minutes that shots were being fired, trying to escape. I didn't know where my husband was. I didn't know if he was alive. And all I could think was, my two kids are at home and I have to get back to them.
Your kids weren't with you, but they must have their own journeys they've been on the last year. What's the process been like for them and how are they doing?
I think it's been a little bit of a challenge for them. There's certain things that I haven't been able to do, like go to a haunted house, go anywhere in public where it's really busy because I can't handle people pushing me from behind or being surprised or startled. I can't be around fireworks, so my kids kind of missed out on the 4th of July and all that fun. There's that side of me that feels really guilty, like, they're probably missing out on some things. But I think they've also learned a lot about empathy.
Have you been back to the site or to visit Vegas?
I did go back. My mom went back with me last year, and I woke up on New Year's Day, and I said, I'm going back. I'm going to face this head on. I feel like I need to confront it. My friend, who's a therapist, actually went with us as well. We walked the site. We went to the Healing Garden, which was beautiful and amazing. Met some fellow survivors there. As much as we could, we walked the route that I took to escape, which ended up being close to 5 miles of running, we found out.
You mentioned therapy. How's that going?
So I knew right away that I needed therapy. As soon as I walked through security at the airport in Vegas, my shirt was covered in blood, and I was just completely in la-la land. I was in shock. I was in absolute shock. My husband said, you need to talk to somebody. And I was shaking. I just couldn't stop shaking. I was shaking nonstop. And he said, if you're shaking because you're cold, that's one thing. If you're shaking because of what we've been through, then that's another, and you need to get some help.
So from there, you found a therapist that specialized in eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, commonly known as EMDR. Has that been helpful?
So the goal of EMDR is to sort of take the PTSD part of it, of what you've experienced, and make it feel a little bit less than it actually was, almost like something you watched on TV rather than something you lived through. It hasn't changed in my head at all. It's still the exact same story. It's still the exact same thing. And I can visualize every single step that I took that night, every word that was said during that 11 minutes, well, probably those 2 hours, until we reconnected even. So that part's still there, but it's a little bit less, if that makes sense. Like, it's easier to breathe.
There must have been multiple people from the Northern Nevada area that went down to that concert as well. So have you connected with any of them? And how so?
We actually have a support group here in Northern Nevada, and we meet once or twice a month as a group, and it's nice to be able to talk about it. There's several people that were shot and injured, and I think it's just helpful for us all to get together and know that we're experiencing the same things.
There's a lot of talk about mass shootings and these tragedies immediately when they happen. But what kind of support do you think victims need 1 year out?
So I think it's important to provide that ongoing assistance to people who've been in a traumatic event like this. I was just reading about the effects of an anniversary of people who suffer from PTSD. And a lot of times it brings up anger, frustration, avoidance. There's all these different characteristics. And if people could just continue to realize that we're still going through this, we're still healing. And I don't think it's something that we'll heal from in a year. I don't know if you can ever get past what we've saw and what we experienced and lived through.
That was Reno resident Christine Richter talking with KUNR's Holly Hutchings.